Late last month, a new sculpture was unveiled in Times Square. Entitled Rumors of War, the latest work by the African-American artist Kehinde Wiley. It's a response to the many monuments honoring Confederate war heroes in Richmond, Virginia. WBGO's John Kalish was on hand for the sculpture unveiling and has this report.
A triangle on Broadway between 46th and 47th Streets was cordoned off for the unveiling. There, an invite-only crowd sipped champagne while the Malcolm X Shabazz High School Band wailed as members of its dancing divas strutted their stuff, and the school's twirlers and flag twirlers got down to it. Forty-two-year-old Kehinde Wiley may be best known for his portrait of President Obama, which now hangs in the National Portrait Gallery. Wiley first thought of the Rumors of War sculpture while visiting the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts in Richmond back in 2016 for the opening of an exhibit of his work. The museum is open every day of the year and is free to the public. It's located at the intersection of Arthur Ashe Boulevard and Monument Avenue, where so many of the monuments to Confederate heroes are located. Wiley was dressed in a colorful suit as he took to the podium.
There's people like me who have devoted their lives to creating war calls, a call to arms.
Wiley's work has raised eyebrows at times. One painting showed a black woman holding a knife in one hand and the severed head of a white woman in the other hand. Before the unveiling, he thanked the Studio Museum in Harlem for nurturing his career.
Today, we say yes to something that looks like us. We say yes to inclusivity. We say yes to broader notions of what it means to be an American.
Then the sculpture was unveiled. Rumors of War is 27 feet high and 16 feet wide. It depicts an African-American man with dreadlocks wearing a hoodie sitting on a horse. The New York Times described the man as regal and triumphant astride a rearing steed worthy of Napoleon. The sculpture will remain in New York for 2 months, then moves to its permanent home in front of the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts. Here's Richmond's mayor, LeVar Stoney, who says he can't wait until the artwork comes to his city.
I bring you greetings from the great city of Richmond, where we are proud and honored to be the future home of this significant, inspiring contribution to our public art and our public discourse. In Richmond, we have 10 Confederate monuments in our city, Confederate monuments to the lost cause. I think that is 10 too many.
After the unveiling, I asked Virginia Museum of Fine Arts director Alex Narges what words came to mind when the sculpture was first unveiled.
Majestic, powerful, beautiful, dramatic, and historic, an important statement that changes the conversation about race and history in America.
Perhaps the person most moved by the sculpture was Freddie Mae Wiley, the artist's mother.
Every time I see the Lord's hand at work in my son, I'm speechless. It never changes. I'm always speechless.
Kehinde Wiley's Rumors of War sculpture can be seen at Broadway and 46th Street in the Times Square area until early December. For the WBGO Journal, I'm John Kalish.